this ethnic group introduced the Jalali calendar, and one member of this ethnic group who founded a new state was killed by Tutush I, who Tahmasp lost a succession struggle among these peoples, and one of their rulers is buried in Zavarian, while another is commemorated by the namesake Togrul Tower. At the Battle of Dandanaquan, these people conquered the Ghaznavid Empire. One of these peoples founded the Zengid dynasty, whose Atabegs included Nur ad-Din, the ruler overthrown by Saladin. Shortly before the First Crusade, they lost Jerusalem to the Fatimids. The greatest victory came on the shores of Lake Van against Romanos IV. Gunpoint's all part.
Celtics.
That's right.
Yeah, move the paper from there.
What?
Yeah, so move that.
Yeah. Your bonus. Identify the following battles of the 30 Years' War for 10 points each. Gustavus Adolphus achieved his greatest victory at the 1631 Battle in modern-day Saxony, which first established the superiority of his military reforms against the Count of Tilly.
Brettenfield.
Yep. Gustavus Adolphus was forced to intervene in the 30 Years' War because Denmark had been forced out of the war by this climactic 1626 battle, which was followed by the Peace of Lübeck.
Crap. What's
this
called?
Looking at this. This is... Reitenfeld, I don't know.
This is Battle of Lutter.
Lutter.
At this 1643 battle, a young prince of Condé defeated the Spanish in the Ardennes region and marked the end of the Spanish Tercio formation.
Maybe like White Mountain is
okay.
A battle. White Mountain.
Rocroi. 10. 2. Members of the losing side in this conflict were inspired by the Prague Manifesto and saw themselves as successors to a previous movement led by Jos Fritz under the Bunche banner. That side committed the Weinsberg massacre, followed the work of Thomas Munzer, and then leaders included Florian Geyer, who was defeated at the Battle of Ingolstadt, and Gottsven Berlichingen, a mercenary with an iron hand. The subject of an 1850 work by Engels, the losers were finally defeated at the Battle of Frankenhausen and condemned as murderous, thieving hordes by Martin Luther. Dunboy's name is...
Peasants Revolt.
No.
What? It's a fucking...
No.
That's a name for it. I'm protesting.
For 10 points, say this 24 to 25 uprising of lower class persons of Germany.
Like, it's obviously not the Peasants Revolt in England. Like, if you're going to call it the Peasants War, which
it's
is
the peasants
dumb.
Peasants War.
Like, I'm going to protest this. It's
okay,
stupid
fine,
to not count
points
that.
Under protest plus 30 potential points on the bonus. 40 points, Wayne. We know this works. Top 3. In To Purge the Sin with Blood, historian Stephen Oates relates that after this man died, Dr. Lawrence Hickok offered to take his place, and this man's death inspired a Wendell Phillips speech in Faneuil Hall. John Quincy Adams, who wrote the introduction to the first biography of this man, described this man's death as an earthquake which will be felt in the most distant regions of the world. After the murder of Frank McIntosh, this man made accusations of popery against Judge Luke Lawless, who refused to press charges against the mob that did the killing, causing the student of David Nelson and Jeremiah Chaplin to be run out of St. Louis. This man had assistants named Royal Weller and Thaddeus Robert, and a brother named Owen, who became a Republican congressman from Illinois in 1857.
Lovejoy?
That's a guy.
Yeah, that's his name.
I did the following about things people wrote in the 17th century America, 10 each. This 1781 book, this is the 18th century. The 1781 book written by Thomas Jefferson seeks to teach foreigners, especially the French, about his own colony.
Democracy in America?
No, that's by de Tocqueville.
Oh, they say it wasn't by him.
Answer?
What is it?
This is Notes on the State of Virginia.
Yep.
In 1794, Thomas Paine wrote this pamphlet subtitled An Investigation of True and Fabulous Theology. In it, he advocated deism.
Nonsense. Age of Reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
In 1768, the Townshend X got trashed in the pamphlet media by a mysterious letter writing Pennsylvania farmer who turned out to be this guy.
Dickinson.
That's a guy.
Slow down just a little bit, please.
I don't, yeah.
One of the less famous but important...
reset the buzzer.
Yeah.
One of the less famous but important holders of this office was L. Apuleius Saturninus, who was elected to it 3 times before his execution. One holder of this office repealed the Lex Aelia Fufia, while Publius Sulpicius Rufus held this post during the Social War. In fact, it was largely because of Sulpicius that Sulla later...
Is it dictator?
Nah. That Sulla later temporarily caused anyone elected to it to be ineligible for future offices and briefly overturned the Lex Hortensia by stripping this post of lawmaking power. One holder of this office attempted to remove his colleague Marcus Octavius for accepting massive bribes, and one was killed by Philocrates, after which his skull was split and filled with molten lead. Another holder of this office caused the Bona Dea scandal by entering Julius Caesar's house dressed as a woman during a religious ceremony. Apart from P. Clodius Pulcher, the holders of this office include the proponent of Lex Sempronia Agraria, a land reform, 10 points in this office of the Roman Republic held by the Gracchi brothers, who could interpose a veto on the act of the Senate designed to represent the...
Okay. Tribune?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a 12-line toss-up on tribunes.
Cool.
Bonus.
What song, what font?
I don't know. Rikotsu is a retired businessman in modern Japan. Answer the following about his everyday life to each. Like many older and rural Japanese, Rikotsu votes for this conservative political party that won interruption of rural Japan since 1955.
LDP.
Sure.
LDP?
Yes. Ari Kotu supports the LDP. Dislikes it when LDP prime ministers visit this war shrine or where
Yasukuni.
Two people are buried since the trade relations in Korea.
Yasukuni?
Yeah. Ari Kotu complains while he will listen to his dad and Riko is one of these people. Term used in Japan to describe young people who will not marry until their 30s and instead live with their parents.
Oh, they're like parasite singles. Parasite singles?
That's exactly right. And
good job.
Get points. Good job. Take home. Cut 5. One attempt to restore this polity was a rebellion led by Uibawe and Kepetipola Disawe, the Uva Rebellion, which was crushed by Robert Brownrigg. Udin and Sangunglo were two Malayan soldiers who fought for this kingdom when it was invaded by Hay McDowell. After the extinction of the Mahanuwata dynasty, it was ruled by the Nyack dynasty. Under Kriti Sri, it fought a war with the Dutch, who had colonized the coast near this inland mountain kingdom, but this home of the Tooth of the Buddha lasted until the 1815 British conquest of its island. Ten points named this last independent kingdom on Sri Lanka, whose name sounds like a type of sweet.
Candy.
Candy's right.
Yeah.
Archbishops of Canterbury, 10 each, the last Roman Odin Catholic to hold the post was this man appointed by Queen Mary.
No idea. No clue.
Reginald Pole. This high church archbishop was executed during the Civil War, English Civil War, for being a supporter of King Charles I.
No answer here.
William Laud. After Bishop Laud's execution in 1645, the position went vacant until this man was finally appointed in 1660. Who would crown Charles II shortly thereafter?
We don't know. Do we?
No.
Pass.
William Johnson. Unless you got a poll. Don't remember. 6. The first man to hold this post was stoned to death in the church at Treves, and another man to hold this post was a patron of St. Columban and a rival of Willibat of Burgundy. Apart from Parthemius and Valdalinus, early holders of this post include a man who led forces at the Battle of Brinicum, Landric, as well as Gogo. One of these named Ragenfrid was deposed by the victor of the Battle of Amblève and Vinci, who would later defeat Abdelrahman at a more famous battle. With the blessing of Pope Stephen II, one named the Short finally ended the charade and declared himself king. Ben Boy's name was post.
Capetian monarch?
No, that held true power under the late Merovingians held by Charles Martel.
Oh, I see.
Mary of the Palace.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, oops.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Bonus. Identify the following Sikhs of note, none of whom are Dalai Mendi for 10 points each. This man founded Sikhism and served as its first guru.
Is it Guru Nanak?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like everyone and their brother during his era, this final human guru of Sikhism led a rebellion against Aurangzeb. He later nominated Guru Granth Sahib, a book, as his successor.
So, Arjun?
Gobind Singh.
Oh, Gobind Singh.
For
about
10 points, name either of the two Sikhs who assassinated Indira Gandhi in
1984. Oh, crap.
Singh.
Nah, Satwant or Beyond Singh.
Good guess.
7. The people involved in this event in Massachusetts and New Hampshire were transported to Deer Island. The actions of this event were challenged in the case Collier v. Skeffington and was similar to an event that had occurred in Bisbee, Arizona 2 years earlier. One opponent of this event was Assistant Secretary of Labor Louis Post, who had the power to decide deportation cases.
Palmer Reeds.
That's right.
Nice.
His supporters called this man the plume tonight. For 10 points, his first name, this 1888 Republican presidential nominee and Speaker of the House, better known to his enemies as the Continental Liar from the state of Maine.
Blaine.
James C. Blaine is constantly bedeviled by bungwubs, including this German-born senator who became Grover Cleveland's Secretary of Interior.
It's not where I thought this was going at all.
Answer?
Smith.
This is Carl Schurz. Okay. James D. Blaine was also hurt by this Protestant minister whose association of the Democratic Party with Romanism hilariously caused Irish voters to flock to it.
Is this Ingersoll?
No.
It could be.
Could be, but he gave him the name. Ingersoll?
Samuel Dickinson Burchard's 10. Toss it. One bishop of the city was martyred for trying to convert the old Prussians and had previously converted a pagan king at Esztergom. Apart from St. Adalbert, other early residents of the city include the ruler who won the Battle of Cressenbrunn and the semi-mythical founder Libus. The architect Matthias of Arras built several cathedrals in this city, such as Our Lady of Tin and St. Vitus. One treaty named after the city ended the Swedish phase of the Thirty Years' War, and it was the site of an 1848 conference that wrote the song Hey Slavs, the anthem of the Pan-Slavic movement. An uprising in the city resulted in a disagreement over whether angels or a pile of dung under the Hradčany.
Prague?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Bonus.
Okay.
Resulting in 80,000 Roman deaths, it was one of the deadliest battles in human history, but few people remember it. For 10 points each, find out if you do. I'm talking about this 105 BC battle in Gaul, where the Cimbri and Teutons destroyed 12 Roman legions.
Teutoburg.
No.
No, this is Arasio. The Battle of Arasio panicked the Romans so much that they elected this general with 6 consecutive consulships and let him do whatever he wanted, such as letting poor people join the army. Answer?
We don't know.
This is Gaius Marius. When Romans were wise to turn to Marius, he destroyed the Cimbri and Teutons at 2 battles in Liguria a few years after Arasio, name either.
Wow. They didn't even give you the famous stuff about Marius, though.
Yeah, we and
yeah, you can figure it out.
Answer. Battle of Versailles or Battle of 68?
At the half, sounds like I have 65 to 78.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
you should be running. Tasa 9. News of this defeat was a blow to Bonnie Dundee's rising, but was quickly overshadowed by a setback at Beachy Head. One side gave up a strong position at Newbury and retreated to the site of this battle, where Lawson's French forces were diverted to Slane Bridge near a rough range by an overly nervous commander. Though the Duke of Schomberg was killed, both sides suffered few casualties, perhaps because one commander quickly fled with Sarsfield to Dublin before departing for France. The Dutch...
Boing.
Yeah.
Why did I not buzz there? Like, that's so obvious
a
battle
of mine. Lignano against Frederick Barbarossa, ten each name falling from the history of Milan. In 1176, Milan led the formation of this alliance, which opposed the power of the Holy Roman Emperor in northern Italy.
Papal States? No.
Cambrian League?
Lombard.
Yeah.
In 1450, this mercenary seized control of Milan and founded the Sforza dynasty. Answer?
Ludovico?
Francesco I. Milan lost its independence forever when it was conquered by France in this 1515 battle that also ended the War of the League of Cambrai. It spent the next 450 years being kicked around between France and Austria.
I don't know. Not quite on this map. Yeah, never do.
Battle of Marignano. Marignano. 10.
No points there. That was 10?
No, that was 0.
I see what's going on.
Toss 10. Woody Holton has written about the theme of investment and bond buying in these works, especially when addressed to Mary Smith Cranch. In one of these, the author describes a group of soldiers visiting the neighbor, Dr. Lorthrop's. Another describes being elected alongside Mrs. Winthrop and Mrs. Warren to interrogate some captured Tories, and many of these discuss the children of Joseph Warren, whom the author helped raise. One of these gives an eyewitness account of the capture of Nook Hill from the British, and another's...
Like letters written by Abigail Adams?
That's right. Bonus.
Nice.
History of Bulgaria, 10 each. Bulgaria gained independence from the Ottoman Empire via this 1878 treaty, although its terms were heavily modified by the great power shortly thereafter.
So it's not Berlin, so it's... Berlin?
No, it's San Stefano.
Oh, right.
The ruler of newly independent Bulgaria is the German nobleman, the son of the Prince of Hesse. He abdicated in 1893 after a Russian-backed coup.
First ruler of Bulgaria, huh?
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
Stanislaw the First.
This is Alexander the First von Battenberg. Bulgaria's experiment with monarchy ended poorly when, in 1940, this Bulgarian Tsar allied the country with the Axis powers.
Oh crap!
0 points.
Yeah. No. Nothing.
This is Boris III. No points. Not 11. Joyce Marcus wrote a book on how the urban society of these peoples evolved. These people's name means cloud people, referring to the myth that the ruling class.
So this is the. Zapotec?
That's right.
Nice.
Bonus. Answer the following about a certain socio-ethnic group for 10 points each. After World War II, members of this group targeted by the Soviet Union, which wanted to stamp out the traditional lifestyle, defected to the British at Linz, Austria, but were returned to the Soviet Union, where most of them were executed.
I think this might actually be the Tatars.
Okay.
But I'm not positive. Tatars?
Cossacks. Another moment in Cossack history was when this man led a great Cossack revolt in the 1670s. He built a navy on the Caspian Sea, but it was eventually caught and executed by the government of Tsar Alexis I.
It wasn't Pugachev, it was...
Puchev.
This is Stenka Razin.
Oh.
While Cossacks were once split between Russia and the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth, the 1659 treaty where the Cossacks officially accepted the protection of Russian Tsar made all Cossacks Russia's problem.
It's like Slavinsky or something like that. Slavinsky.
Pereyaslav. No points. Toss up 12. The army that ended up losing this battle was under the command of the governor of Kucha and had been deployed to the area to discipline a ruler of Gilgit. This battle was sparked when it defeated Alutar, the ruler of Ferghana, and a puppet of this battle's eventual winner, at the Battle of Namangan. The turning point in this five-day clash near the base of the Pamir Mountains came when the Karluk tribe defected to the side of Ziyad ibn Salih. Prisoners of war brought to Samarkand after this battle were credited with teaching their captors how to make paper, a skill apparently well known to Khao-Hsin Chi's soldiers. Zhang Huai's name is 751 Battle in modern-day Kyrgyzstan, between the Abbasid Caliphate and the Chinese town.
Talus River?
That's right. Bonus, capital cities from the ancient Middle East. 10. This city was originally named Opus in the suburb of, and was a suburb of Seleucia, but Arsaces gave the first gave it a first name, gave it a new name, made it the capital of the Parthian Empire.
Oh,
what was the capital?
Ecbatana, that was the Median Empire. Like.
Answer?
Nineveh.
Ctesiphon. According to the ancient Greek sources, the city was the capital of the Medes, but the modern archaeology is yet to confirm this.
Ecbatana.
Yep. This Cappadocian city was the capital of the Lydian Empire and may have been the site of the world's first mint.
Lydian Empire.
Beyond me.
Or Uruk, something. Uruk?
Sardis.
Sardis.
13. As a child, this ruler was tutored by Semen Poroshin, and once in power, this ruler freed Nikolai Novikov and Alexander Radishev. A plot against this ruler was led by Admiral Jose Rivas and Nikita Panin, and his foreign minister was Fyodor Rostopchin. The ruler ordered Vasily Orlov to lead a Cossack army on an invasion of India, and had a strange obsession with the Knights of St. John that led him to order Admiral Ushakov to capture Malta. A Danish navy allied with this ruler was defeated by Admiral Hyde Parker at the Battle of Copenhagen, shattering this ruler's dreams of a league of armed neutrality, and leading to his assassination.
So, Alexander the First?
No. Leading to his assassination and replacement with his son Alexander, for 10 points, named the son of Catherine the Great, that reigned as Tsar from 1796 to 1801.
I knew it was like 1801. I thought he was around then, but I guess not.
Peter?
No. His name is Paul. 14. Okay. Columbia historian Richard Bouillet devised a curve to model the incidence of this act based in part on name records and likelihood of exposure to people who have already done it. And this action-related one had been studied in Africa by Robert Horton. In Voyager's Tale, Richard Hackley describes John Nelson, who was forced to be the first Englishman to do this, while Austrians that did this include a negotiator of the Treaty of Saint-Germain, Rudolf von Slatin. Cassius the Visigoth did this and was rewarded with the kingdom based at Tudela. Early doers of this act frequently moved from the countryside to barrack cities. The first Ethiopian to do this was Bilal the slave, while Abu Sufyan refused to do it, and Salman was the first Persian to do it. Ten points named this religious activity you might do to avoid the jizya tax on non-believers.
Who's that?
You.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I mean, I was going to say, like, converting to Christianity.
No.
What?
Convert to Judaism.
No, it's converting to Islam.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I got confused.
Okay. One figure in this work claims to have been a dream of a snake coiled around her neck to explain why she is crying, but her real reason was being ordered to slit the throat of her husband while he slept on her knees. That character later dies by being burned in a rice castle. His work also tells of a black 7-year-old who beheads the man who killed his father and married his mother. Apart from Princess Sako and King Maiowa, other characters include Prince Yamato Takeru, who is turned into a giant white bird. An 18th century interpretation of this work was written by Motoori Norinaga. One ruler in this work is so upset at being away from his mother that he cries until his beard reaches his breast. That crybaby also owns Kusanagi, a sword. This work's author,
Nihongi.
This work's author, Ono Yasumaro, presented this text to Emperor Tenmu in AD 680. Tenmu is named this oldest known book in Japanese, a semi-mythical history of Japan.
Kokiki.
Otis, yeah. A special target for Theodore Roosevelt's trust-busting initiatives were railroads. Answer the following questions about attempts to limit the powers of railways during his administration. Roosevelt personally directed the Justice Department to file suit against this company, a monopolistic combination led by E.H. Harriman and James Hill, and financed by J.P. Morgan.
So maybe
Northern Securities.
Sure, Northern Securities.
Yes, in 1903, Congress passed this measure, sponsored by a senator from West Virginia, which forbade the granting of rebates and deviations of posted prices by railways.
Oh, what's this called?
It's not Clayton, no.
It's not anything like that.
The Regulation Act.
This is the Elkins Act.
Elkins.
3 years later, this bill, supported by its namesake Iowa senator, allowed the federal government to set maximum rates for rail transport.
Shit, this is... They said Iowa senator? Smith Act?
Hepburn Act. You probably got some points.
10 points, I think.
16. One polity on this island was established by Abu Hafs Omer al-Balasi, who had fled from Moorish Spain after his unsuccessful Almoravid revolt against al-Hakam I. This island was home to a rebellion led by Ioannis Vlachos, commemorated in a local epic poem known as the Song of Descalabrianus. The Prussian-born Geisler Pasha helped Omer Pasha brutally put down a rebellion here, led by Demetrios Mavrocordatos.
I mean... Turkish and Greek would be Cyprus.
Nope.
No.
Good.
Abrocordatos then started at the fair of Omalos, known as this island's Great Revolt, which included a massacre at Arkadi Monastery. For a time, this island was stabilized by the 1878 Pact of Halepa. Originally falling to the Turks after the siege of Candia during World War II, it was the target of Operation Mercury, costly airborne invasion by Nazi Germany. For 10 points, named this Greek island once home to bull jumping and the Minoans.
Oh,
right.
So, Crete?
Crete is right. Bonus.
Yeah.
You got kicked out of France for joining a monarchist plot against the revolutionary government, so went back to the sort of liberal revolution in his home country, Tanich. Named this Venezuela, nicknamed El Precursor, for starting a failed revolt several years before
Miranda.
Bolivar.
Miranda.
Yep, Miranda envisioned all of South America becoming a single state under the rule of an hereditary emperor. This was rejected by Simón Bolívar, who proposed creating a republic in this letter written while Bolívar was exiled in the namesake British colony.
Oh, so the Jamaica letter. Jamaica.
Yep. Miranda was helped by two filibusteros from New York who were put on trial in the U.S. in 1806 for violating the Neutrality Act, but acquitted when President Jefferson ordered federal officials to not testify. For a final 10 points, name either.
You're going to name the fucking filibusteros who helped Miranda? Are you fucking kidding me, Bruce Arthur?
Answer?
Fuck you.
Miranda.
Should have said Smith and gotten 10 points.
No. That's the end of the game.